A New Thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, which says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Today, it's the last episode in this series. We're wrapping up the series by reviewing the topic of a new thing and then looking forward. And the title of today's episode is A New Creation. Now, in this series, we've explored God doing new things in the lives of Abraham, of Esther, Daniel, Elijah and Elisha, Nehemiah, the Apostle Peter, the Samaritan woman we finished yesterday. We could, in fact, have picked scores of other men and women in both Testaments. And what we've seen is that despite all the problems, all the sins, all the failings, the weaknesses, the barriers, despite all these things, God always has something new in store for us. We might think of Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, which says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." What a tremendous passage. And it's in the book of Lamentations, which is about lamenting the state of God's people and the fact that God has had to judge his people. But we see here a reminder that God is not a God who delights in judgment. God is a God who delights in giving us fresh starts. His compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Today, if you're listening to this at whatever time of day, but especially in the morning, you can know that yesterday's stuff is dealt with. God has forgiven you. New every morning are his compassions. Great is his faithfulness. What we've seen in this series is that the story of God with his people is the story of new beginnings, new life. In fact, a new creation, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here." You and I are beginning to live the new life now. We'll live it in all of its perfection in the next age, the next era, the next life, you could say. But we're already part of this new creation because Christ has come and he's given us the Spirit. The old has gone. The new is here. We are living in newness of life. We live a completely new way. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24 says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." We've put the old aside so that we can live in a new way. How lucky you and I are to have this new life, this life that comes to us through our experience of renewal in baptism. As somebody said, baptism is a new creation bath with old creation water. I rather like that. A new creation bath with old creation water. So as we wrap up this series, may I ask you what God has revealed regarding any new thing he has in mind for you? And as you reflect on that and pray about it, also let us set our sights forward to further discover what it means to live a new life as a new creation. Why not take some time today to ask God to do two things. To first solidify any new convictions about him doing a new thing in your life. And secondly, to ask him to help you to grow into all that it means to be a new creation. Love to know what you think about that, so drop me a line if you can. And I hope with all my heart that you find that your heart, your life, your congregation, and your world is inspired by God doing a new thing. Until the next time, take care and God bless.